أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل إنما أدعو ربي ولا أشرك به أحدا. قل إني لا أملك لكم ضرا ولا رشدا. In the previous ayat, from the beginning of the surah, the first ruku of the surah Jin, Allah Ta'ala explained various aspects of the deen, tawheed, oneness of Allah, the qudrat, the power of Allah, that everything is in the hands of Allah, and that we should turn to Him sincerely and worship only Allah Ta'ala. And that Allah Ta'ala made it manifest with the hearing of the jinn of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reciting the Quran, and then returning to their people and inviting them also towards the oneness of Allah Ta'ala and towards the preparation for the akhirat, our eternal and everlasting life. Now here in the second ruku, Allah Ta'ala explains the position of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the duty that was entrusted to him by Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُوا رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا. To keh me to pukarta hu bas apne Rab ko. You announce and say to the people of Makkah that I have nothing else to do but to call upon my one Allah, and I have to only worship Him. And the people of Makkah, the idolaters, were worshipping various types of idols. 360 idols they had kept in the Kaaba Sharif. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I've been ordered and I've realized the reality and the truth that there is only one being worthy of worship, and only to Him can I turn, and only He can fulfill all my needs and my necessities. So I only call upon Allah Ta'ala, the one and only, and I don't worship any of the idolaters. This was particularly in view of the fact that the idol worshippers wanted some compromise, that you don't speak bad about our idols and we won't speak about bad about your Allah. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is impossible. Idols and worshipping of idols, that is right out of the question. There is no question of not speaking bad about them, etc. And in that same light, we have till today what we call the interfaith discussions, etc., meetings, where basically we all must respect one another and we must not speak bad about any other religion, even about the idol worshippers, etc. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that is right out of the question. And throughout the Quran, Allah has made it clear that worshipping of any idol is the height of stupidity and folly. How can man keep quiet about that? If we have to think about our personal things, nobody will endure and accept anything which is against our personal things. But when it comes to religion, then it is a different issue completely. Our attitude should be one alim who somebody spoke bad about him and somebody told him this person has spoken evil and bad about you publicly. So he said, if he has spoken bad about me, it doesn't matter, I am nothing. But had he spoken bad of my religion, I should have taken him to task for that. So that is what our attitude must be for our deen, then we must stand up for it. If we ourselves, we have got thousands of faults within us, everything, and even if we don't have faults and people attack us, that is a different issue. But when it comes to the matter of deen, a true Muslim is, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was the Rasul of Allah, who is the greatest of Allah's creation, and is the greatest of Allah's representative, is Khalifa on earth. How can he ever compromise on anything whatsoever? وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا or شَرِيك نَهِي كَرْتَا اُسْكَا كِسِيكُ. And I do not associate any partner whatsoever to Allah Ta'ala. Yeah, also we have to understand for ourselves also that we, alhamdulillah, we are free of shirk. We do not associate partners to Allah Ta'ala. But there are four aspects of Tawheed, of oneness of Allah, and four aspects that we must negate shirk. First is in the Zaat, in the being of Allah Ta'ala. That Alhamdulillah, all of us Muslims, we believe in one Allah only. There is no doubt about that. There is no question of believing in any idol or anyone else, any other power, deity besides Allah Ta'ala. Secondly, in the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. All the qualities that Allah is the only one who possesses all knowledge. Nobody else possesses, in fact, any knowledge but that which Allah has given to him. Otherwise, knowledge belongs only to Allah. In the same way, power is only with Allah Ta'ala. Respect and honor is only with Allah Ta'ala. And as far as knowledge is concerned, the knowledge of the unseen, being ilmi ghaib, only Allah has got that. Nobody else has got that. What Allah informs anyone, His Rasuls, and He gives them knowledge of various things, that is not ilmi ghaib, that is what Allah has informed them, and they have got that knowledge. So in the sifat of Allah, we must also know Allah is one, and there is no partner to Him in any of His qualities. Then thirdly, the huquq of Allah Ta'ala, the rights of Allah. Only Allah is to be worshipped. Nobody else must be worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala. And those forms of worship which are exclusive for Allah, they cannot be for anyone else. Like sajda, for example. Bowing down to somebody, that is only for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and for nobody else. So much so, Hazrat Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to say, and which many of us have got a habit, that while we are waiting for namaz to start, takbir is given, we fold our hands. Many times a person gives a bayan also with his hands folded. That form, standing and folding one hand, is also a great form of worship. And that is also only exclusive for Allah Ta'ala. In namaz, how we stand with our hands folded, that is only for Allah. We are not permitted to stand like that, even in front of our parents, even in front of our ustad or sheikh or anyone. To fold the hands and stand, that is only for Allah Ta'ala. So the huquq of Allah are exclusive for Him, and we must not share that with anyone else besides Allah. And then comes the af'al of Allah Ta'ala. That is the work, what Allah is doing in the world. Allah alone is the doer of everything. As far as sabab is concerned, means are concerned, Allah has delegated work to the malaika, etc. We do various types of work. We are running our shops, we are earning our rozi, but we, in fact, the reality is, Allah gives rozi even without us earning it. All the animals Allah Ta'ala is feeding, they don't have any shops or anything. They have to work for their rozi, they have to hunt their prey. But Allah alone is the giver of rozi. So that a sabab must be limited to that it is a means. It is not the Rabb. Allah alone is the doer of everything. So these four types of Tawheed are absolutely essential. Not only the first type, which Alhamdulillah we have got, we only know there is only one Allah and we only worship Him. But even in the sifat, the qualities of Allah, we must not believe anyone else that medicine has got cure, that my shop should be my rozi. No, only Allah does that. Then the huquq, the rights of Allah, like ibadat, etc., is only for Allah and is for nobody else. And then the af'al, the actions of Allah, Allah alone is the doer of everything, and we must only believe in Allah and no one else. This is complete tawheed, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam claimed, only worship Allah. And this is what we have to strive for, that a complete tawheed comes into us, and all forms of shirk go out of us. Wa akhiru da'wana.